Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
At beautiful Leichhardt Oval, a man who is enjoying every moment of that, of course, was Supercoach Ivan Cleary joins us now. G'day, mate.
G'day, Tony. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How good is it at Leichhardt?
Yeah, it's pretty special. You know, it's just one of those places, so much history, and definitely a really good feel. The crowd, really good to get down there on a Thursday night, and yeah, it was a great atmosphere.
Yeah, Ivan Sterlo, congratulations. As the coach of the Tigers, do you get sort of a special treatment? Do they fly you in so that you don't have to go through getting to Leichhardt and then getting away? Have you sorted something out transport-wise?
Just got to get there early, mate.
What, the day before?
Yeah, I know. It's just one of those. Look, it's one of those things where it's such a good ground, so many good things about it, but there's obviously a few things that are a little antiquated, and that's one of the things that are hard. But that's what I mean. It was incredible during the warm-up. The crowd wasn't that big, and by the time we sort of came back up for the start of the game, they'd come from everywhere. So I don't know where they came from, but it's good to have them there.
Do you feel that from the players that they draw from the crowd even before, like, kickoff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even the day, you know, when we do a few training sessions, captain's runs and whatnot there, and there's even a good feel then, you know. It's just something about the place. I think the way the ground's so low. So from a player's point of view, their eye line's basically people rather than, like, the fence and that kind of stuff. I think really that adds to it, and just the whole amphitheatre effect. That's somewhere they definitely love playing there, no doubt about that.
Well, I've seen the plan. Obviously, they're talking about the suburban grounds, and I've actually seen the official dossier, and there's a tunnel going from your place to the to Leichhardt, Ivan. You'll be happy to know. But how important was that one for you guys? Three losses and a good performance. It must have been something that you felt was much needed, given the way the side have just sort of slightly fallen away of late.
Yeah, we had a couple of close losses where we didn't play great, but, you know, it wasn't far off. And then the weeks before against the Warriors, we really, yeah, we didn't play well there. But probably two games, we just sort of lost our rhythm and the way we play. So many penalties and errors at wrong times. And that was a real, I think, strength of ours early in the season. And we felt like we got that back the other night. And I felt like we were the better side, you know, for most of that game. Yet we were, you know, we had basically taken right down to the end. Cowboys are a great side, and they know how to a game out even if you're sort of not on top. So good to get the 2 points. Definitely a bit of a relief, actually. So,
Hey, Ivan, it's Emma Lawrence. Mahe Fanua had a great game. He was our man of the match in the Triple M call team. Spent, obviously, the beginning of the season in that ISP side. Has he surprised you at all over these last few weeks with how well he has been playing?
No, not really. Mahe came into the pre-season a little underdone. He'd been in the World Cup with Tonga and obviously playing in the Super League for a couple of years. Anyone who comes from there, you know, if they don't get a full preseason, they can be a little bit, you know, off the pace or behind some other guys. And that's really how it worked out at the start of the year. We had some guys that, were just picked ahead of him, got the jump, and we were winning games. It was, you know, he was sort of stuck behind him. But as he's one of those guys also that I think he needs games, to get his fitness and timing right, and so he's coming at the right time. He's been pretty good for us the last couple of weeks, but even in the centres, I think the other night was probably worked out even better for us. So definitely a bit of a crowd favourite too the other night, so that helped as well.
He almost played like a back row. Now you've got another back row there, a rookie. Chris Lawrence. former schoolboy, apparently. How's he going?
Yeah. Chris is... been terrific for us. He's actually missed. We missed one game and then spent most of the Warriors game in the HIA. So he's certainly missed his presence, his leadership, and just been a really good foil for Brooksy out there on the left edge. You know, Chris has again had a very strong preseason. I think that's showing. He's having a really good year.
He didn't have to wrap in that much. We think he's going okay.
Ivan Cleary, how the universe does conspire. Here you have your son suddenly coming back a little bit early, it seems, from a major injury, and it would be against your team.
Yeah, it's a delicious irony, isn't it? it's a hard one because I genuinely don't want him to come back early if he's not ready, but I tend to think he probably is, and I'm glad that he can come back as early as he can. I've got to say, I would have preferred if it was probably a week later.
It must be interesting because you've obviously spoken before, you've done it before, it's already happened coaching against him, but there must be that conflicted thing with the parent because of coming back from the injury and not wanting to see him go down in a heap, yet wanting to see him go down in a heap.
Is it fair to say there'll be no kick pressure this week, Ivan?
Well, I'm not sure if a halfback's ever made 50 tackles, but it might happen this week.
They reckon that you won't be allowed to cook his chicken after giving him salmonella after the first time you came together.
Yeah, I've got a couple other ideas though. We can work out. Maybe a bit of Mr. Sheen on the floorboards.
I love it. Ivan Cleary, thanks for chatting with us. Well played getting back on the winner's list.
Thanks, guys.